This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, you know, Lord have mercy. Okay, can I just say something on this? Did you guys hear about this D.C. lawmaker that blames the Jews for weather? Did you see this headline? Okay. This is ridiculous. Apparently, this late winter snowfall, he has blamed on bankers, notably the Rothschilds. Accusing them of controlling the climate and orchestrating the natural disasters. This is ridiculous. I don't know if you guys saw this. Council member Trayon White Sr. had to apologize for his comments. He made in a since-deleted video on his official Facebook page, posted Friday morning. Why? Because snow was falling over the Capitol. He said, man, it just started snowing out of nowhere this morning. Y'all better pay attention to this climate control, this climate manipulation. You can hear him saying in the video. And D.C. keeps talking about we're a resilient city, and that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate to create natural disasters they can pay for to own the cities. Man, be careful. Now, the Rothschilds, as you know, were a wealthy business dynasty descending from Mayor Amschel Rothschild, an 18th century Jewish banker who lived in Frankfurt, Germany. In fact, one of my relatives used to cook for them before she was killed by the Nazis. So, apparently people have been theorizing. I don't know about this council member or whatever per se, but people in general have been, according to the New York Post, accusing them and other Jewish people of secretly orchestrating world events to their advantage. They see this kind of anti-Semitism is unacceptable in any public official. It also diminishes what America is about and adds to the oppressive feeling going into the country right now, according to Rabbi Daniel Zimmel of Temple Mikah. Or Mikah? I know, I'm not very good with my Hebrew. I should be. Being half Israeli, I should be. So anyway, Mr. White did post a note on Twitter apologizing to the Jewish community and anyone I have offended. Says, the Jewish community have been allies with me in my journey to help people. I did not intend to be anti-Semitic, and I see I should not have said that after learning from my colleagues. Yeah, that was kind of a stupid statement here. I forgive you. I mean, people are saying dumb stuff. People are saying dumb stuff. And, you know, let's just talk about anti-Semitism and racism and all that. I don't know if I necessarily take complete offense when somebody makes fun of the Rothschilds. You know, one thing that's been happening with our whole racism discussion, which is, again, it's a very, very hot topic, where you say something or you sing something or whatever, and it unfortunately can be extrapolated to you being racist. So somebody making a comment about Jewish bankers or the Rothschilds running the weather. Okay, yeah, it's stupid. It's insulting. But do I really think that person hates Jewish people? No. Just like somebody wanting to watch the Dukes of Hazzard or, you know, singing a Dixieland song, does it really mean they hate their African-American brothers and sisters who they work with and are friends with and are close with? So I think what we need to eventually do, because this is what's happening, is people are saying things. Jonah Hill, for example. Jonah Hill was, I think, mad at, was it a reporter or something? And he called him gay. Now, for those of us with homosexual friends and relatives, etc., okay, you don't really call people gay as an insult. Okay, people are gay. They're straight, they're gay. In fact, we're going to eventually get rid of those terms. People love who they love. But he had to apologize and prove that he is not anti-gay people because he made that comment to a reporter calling him a gay, homosexual name. So I'm asking you guys, you know, if somebody says something of your ethnicity, whether it's Irish people getting drunk on St. Patrick's Day, if somebody, let's say, says something like that, it was St. Patrick's Day, people were partying, and somebody goes, man, I'm going to drink like an Irishman today. Do you take offense? Do you think they're racist? Is that person, you know, does that person need, you know, a smack upside their head? You know, or is it, okay, well, they said something stupid, and they need to, you know, revisit the way they do their discourse or their vernacular, change the way they speak. You know, it's, you know, these songs, these rap songs, and I hear the N-word in them, and, you know, the songs are popular songs, and, you know, the kids are singing them, and people should not be using that word, but they're singing the lyrics. Doesn't mean they're racist, but they're singing the lyrics that don't have those words in the lyrics. I mean, I think the point I'm making here is everybody is really, really confused. And nobody knows what to say. And when they do say something that's stupid, they're vilified. Now, maybe there is some underlying hatred. I mean, what happened with Mel Gibson, he was drunk. And he was literally saying how the Jews were to blame for the wars and all this. I don't know what the heck he was saying when he was drunk. That makes you think there's some deep-rooted issues. Do I think he had Jewish friends? Do I think he really, really hates Jewish people? I don't know. But, you know, going back to religious times, boy, how much do people of certain religions really do get along? I have tons of Muslim friends. But when you go back to Abraham and Isaac and Ishmael and Hagar having to leave, you know, I mean, will those roots come to play? We have in this day and age wars that still happen over things that don't personally occur between us, but because of things that happened in the past and that we have to take a side. And I disagree with that. I think people say stupid things, just like him with this Jewish comment. Do I really think he hates Jews? No, I don't. So I guess we need to revisit and redefine what racism is. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a 93-year-old former nurse went to the hospital, and you would think a former nurse, right, would have the red carpet rolled out for them, you know? We got each other's back. A nurse that has basically broken her back for us patients, okay? You know, we're going to be nice to her, okay? We're going to make sure the jello didn't fall on the floor. I mean, we're going to do that for everybody. Well, unfortunately, this nurse, who had a broken back, was left in the hallway for 6 days. Enid Stevens, this is being reported from England, who's 93 years old, joined the NHS 75 years ago. And she says she was humiliated after her stay at St. James Hospital in Leeds. She described her experience as horrendous and explained that she was unfortunately in horrific pain during her stay. She was left on a gurney in a corridor, and she could not be seen straight away when she arrived, but was left there for almost a week. She told ITV News I was left alone for hours and hours, incontinent, and couldn't stop it. She was wet down from her neck and all her clothes were absolutely soaking. How humiliating. Nobody should be left like this. But, I mean, you just, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Despite her experience, she knew the hospital staff was doing what they can, but that the pressures on the NHS are overwhelming. And again, we in America better watch very closely what's happening to the England's socialized system, their national health system. My take on it is it sucks. And I don't want that here. She said people above, way above, need to come to St. James University Hospital and look and see what's going on. Why is it happening like this? I tell you why. It's because you've shut down all the convalescent homes. Now, Leeds Teaching Hospital, NHS Trust, has apologized. Chief Executive Julian Hartley said, unfortunately, there are pressures from across the whole health and social care system. She was cared for in a non-designated bed space for longer than is acceptable, you think, 6 days? And I'm sorry that we weren't able to move her to a dedicated bed space during her stay. And left her in urine. Can I just add that? You left her in her own urine? Did anybody even feed her? After 6 days and nights in the hallway, she has now returned home with her daughter. You need to see the picture. She is literally in the hallway. You got to see this. It looks like they did feed her. It looks like she had water. They probably had no beds, no place to put her. I can't believe this. I mean, I remember being 5 hours in the hallway having a kidney stone because there was no room, there was no beds. And that was rough. And the only reason why I think I quickly got put back is because I was screaming so much and it was scaring everybody. But when a system is overwhelmed, they are overwhelmed and we don't know about it. We go about our everyday and we do our thing and we, you know, we watch what's on TV, but until you're a patient in an overwhelmed system or an understaffed place, you don't realize the severity and the levity of the situation. It is some scary stuff. And I've been in multiple facilities in the States and seen somebody cry for help, cry in pain, needing a nurse, and there not being a nurse available to help that person traumatized me to the point that I want every family member and their mother, even if they have to hide under the bed, to be there to help me if I can't get the help that I need. Now, that's not every hospital, okay? You know, we've gotten better. We've hired from out of the country to staff more positions. We've been recruiting medical providers from out of the country to bring in more providers here. So we're trying to get more and more providers. But our system, even though we're not at NHS yet, we are strapped. We're strapped. I mean, in fact, they've been talking about how hospitals are having trouble getting narcotics. The narcotics are getting harder and harder to get. And if you've ever been in pain, okay, you're not going to want to, you know, try to just solve it with a Tylenol. So we need to be very careful asking what we're asking when it comes to socialized medicine. We have to be very, very careful, okay? What's happening in Great Britain is they just don't have enough funds to take care of everybody. We keep saying, okay, we'll spend more money, put more money into Obamacare. Money ends. You know, money runs out. Okay, well, they could just print more money. Well, when you print more money, there's inflation or the value of the dollar drops. And when we have money issues in one aspect, you start having money issues in another. So New York Times reports that Clark County Hospital, a facility in rural Osceola, Iowa, has had issues with medications. They've been using these mini bags. It's a small fluid-filled bag used by nurses to dilute drugs like antibiotics so they can be dripped slowly into patients' veins. I don't know if you've seen the little mini bags. Okay, they're very, very popular. And I guess these things are becoming sparse. scarce, I should say. There's a bag shortage. When you guys see IV fluids and you see the big bags, you need the little mini bags for the antibiotics and for some of these drugs that we have to dilute down. They're safe. They're sterile. They're a stable way to get medications into patients. And hospital pharmacists across the country are trying to find alternatives because apparently the production at a factory in Puerto Rico has been down because of the Puerto Rico and Hurricane Maria. And this bag shortage, unfortunately, is one of many issues that hospitals are having in terms of productions and Puerto Rican factories that made drugs, medical devices, medical supplies. They say some device and supply companies have already begun limiting shipments of certain items from the island, such as mesh to repair hernias, surgical scalpels. All right, so let's buy more. Let's make more. Okay, well, we can do that. But let's take a look at the drug situation. How many pharmaceutical companies are really excited about making new drugs? Johnson & Johnson told investors that the company could not rule out intermittent shortages of some formulations of their products. Johnson & Johnson makes Tylenol, HIV drug, Prazista, and other products. And so while they're grappling with the after effects of Hurricane Maria, them and other companies, huge pharmaceutical companies and production companies, are dealing with lawsuits. Johnson & Johnson dealing with the ovarian cancer lawsuit. Other pharmaceutical companies dealing with opioid lawsuits. Something's going to crack soon. I'm telling you guys this. Maybe it's little IV medicine bags. Maybe it's catheters. Maybe it's a hospital having difficulty getting narcotics. And I don't have time to go through all the different little cases that are happening throughout the country. But we are having issues. And I hear what Trump wants to do with the opioid crisis, and can I just say it's about time to try to move the focus not from doctors, but to drugs coming in. Not that I'm for the death penalty in that case, but I understand what they're saying. If it's something where the death penalty is already a law, in law, or in, established as a punishment, but I'm not ready to bring on new death penalty, you know, recommendations, but what I'm saying is, you know, it's about time that Donald Trump and the Washington administration is looking at non-doctors to help curb the opioid crisis, right? Stopping these drugs coming in, etc. We need to stop kicking the can down the street and going after what we can, you know, the grapes, the, you know, bread and butter of the meal, and go after what really is the root of the problem. We are not going to have enough antibiotics. Good antibiotics later. We are not going to have enough narcotics. So, do we continue to sue these pharmaceutical companies? Do we continue to scare doctors? Why don't we try to make medications that aren't antibiotics, that aren't opioids, that can address pain, that can address these superbugs? What are we doing from the research side of things? Now, some could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you're not going to hear about the research until it's published. True. I get that. Nobody wants to say, oh, I'm working on this, and then they fail, because nobody wants to advertise a failure. I get that. Okay, you know, nobody, I get that. But I would just like to know what we are doing, because if we're not doing it, I'd like to suggest we do it. If we are going to go after pharmaceutical companies for their opioids, and pharmaceutical companies aren't going to make new types of painkillers, I would like somebody to make some sort of medication that can address nerve pain, neuropathic pain, pain from spinal stenosis, pain from endometriosis. I'd like somebody to work on something. Same thing, if we think we're going to run out of money with our healthcare system, rather than just throwing more money into it, can we think about how we could fix the healthcare system? Something a little different than the way we're going? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So have you guys ever drunk toilet water? Apparently it passed a taste test. Did you guys hear about this at Health Day? Recycled toilet water aces its taste test. After years of drought in California, it's given momentum to household use of recycled wastewater. Six water agencies in the state already use wastewater that's produced through a technology called Indirect Portable Reuse, or IDR. This is being reported by the University of California Riverside researchers. The IDR approach redirects treated wastewater into groundwater supplies, where it re-enters the drinking water system. Research has shown that recycled wastewater is safe. People are repulsed. We don't want to drink something that had somebody's poo-poo, menses, urine, other sorts of lining and stuff that falls in. We don't want to be drinking that. Study author Daniel Harmon, a graduate student in psychology, says it seems that this term wastewater and the idea of recycled water in general evokes disgust reactions. It is important to make recycled water less scary to people who are concerned about it, as it is an important source of water now and in the future. So this psychology grad student, and you better listen to him, hey, this is our youth taking over, is basically telling us in so many words, we're going to run out of water, and we're going to have to drink it whether we like it or not, so get used to it now. He and his colleagues asked 143 people to compare the taste of IDR tap water, conventional groundwater tap water, and bottled water. The groundwater-based water was not as well-liked as IDR or bottled water, according to co-author Mary Guavain, a professor of psychology. We think that happened because IDR and bottled water go through remarkably similar treatment processes, so they have low levels of the types of tastes people tend to dislike. Now, they looked at personality types, and the researchers found that nervous and insecure people tended to prefer IDR and bottled water. So somebody like me that feels like, you know, I could use some liposuction, and I feel kind of insecure, and I think Corey's going to dump me at any moment, I would prefer the toilet water. They said folks who were more open to new experiences rated the three types of water about the same. Women were two times more likely to prefer bottled water than men. They say they think this research will help us find out what factors people pay attention to in their water decisions and what populations need to be persuaded to drink IDR water and how to persuade them. Now, the study was recently published in the journal, get this, Appetite. Okay. So, let me just say this, people. We do have water issues. I don't know if you've ever flown into Vegas, okay, and you see the Grand Canyon, and you try to look for the Colorado River, and you can barely see it. That makes me nervous, seeing the Colorado dry up like that. I really get nervous. I live in Vegas, and we're always in a drought. We used to not be. We used to have a lot of water. Now we don't seem to have that much water anymore, but then again, we grew. I mean, we have, like, houses of yin-yang. We blew up. And we're still blowing up. We got the Raiders coming. Our Golden Knights hockey team is just crushing it. Vegas is the place to be, people. Vegas, baby. But we are concerned about our water, especially since California likes to take some of ours. I'm like, really? Listen, I'm from California. Okay, so I'm still a Valley girl. I hate saying that, though, because I really wasn't, you know, we were poor. But don't be taking our water. You got the Pacific Ocean. Do some desalination. Do something over there. Oh, well, we can't hurt the fish. Okay, yeah, but, okay, don't be hurting our crickets. You take our water away. What about our crickets? Well, our fish are more important than your crickets. You got so much more water over there, California. Please, please. Anyway, we're going to be in trouble when it comes to water. Just like we're going to be in trouble when it comes to food. We're going to be. We're doing stupid stuff with the environment. We have too many regulations that make certain things harder to do. So both sides of the political aisle are going to be contributing to this, maybe for the good, maybe for the bad. But we're going to have water shortages and we're going to have food shortages. And we are going to have to be okay with eating bugs. You notice every now and then there's a story coming out saying, oh, yeah, crickets are great. And, you know, locusts are good to eat and insects provide great protein. And I think some movie stars go, oh, yeah, is it Angelina Jolie that eats insects? People talk about eating insects all the time. We're going to have to start doing that. Now, mind you, when I used to ride my bicycle, my little, you know, banana seat bicycle with my little, you know, daisy basket in front, and I had googly eyes and my mouth open and tongue hanging out, I swallowed some fleas and some bugs. I don't know if I would be ready to take a bug and eat it, considering all the bacteria and pathogens and stuff that that can have. You know, one of the reasons why we eat so much processed food is because of the cleanliness aspect of it. Okay, we think that nothing is going to live, right, in a fast food burger because of all the salt and preservatives, and it's true. Didn't they have a study where somebody left their hamburger out for 20 years and it still looked good? I don't know how much it tastes, how well it tasted, but nothing grows on those suckers. Whereas regular fresh meat turns green pretty quickly. So we're going to have to be okay with eating bugs. We're going to have to be okay with drinking recycled water. Now, some of you going, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it. Well, you're already eating chicken. Okay? I mean, you see a cute little chick. Tweet, tweet. Little chicky, you know, squeaking around. That chick grows up. It later gets slaughtered and plucked and you eat it. You're okay with that. You're okay with the photosynthesizing plant that budded from its mommy's seeds and just sat there and grew so beautifully, and you're good with taking that and eating it. I still think plants hurt. I think they go, ow! That's why I like to avoid vegetables at all costs, because I think I hear them scream. You guys eat fish. We throw lobsters into boiling water. You hear the sound of the steam go through their shell, making it sound like they're screaming, and you have no problem eating that. The more you think about it, the sicker the thought makes you. So you're going to have to do this ignorance is bliss. Just like surgery. When I had to have my latest surgery, if I literally thought what was going on about every move that was going on, I would freak out. Oh, an airplane. Have any of you ever psyched yourself out on an airplane? It is so easy to do. Now, I'm in La La Land, because I'll play my Candy Crush, or I'll talk to the person next to me, and I'll make fun of the pilot and crack some jokes. But if I actually stop to dissect and think about me being in a how much ton metal object up in the sky that could fall at any time, I would freak out. So we need to start doing these mental games. We need to still, you know, we need to start talking about, okay, what about sex? How many people have you had sex with somebody, or have you actually thought about what was happening and how you could possibly get pregnant by them or impregnate them? What a disaster that would be. No, you just jump in and do it. You just dive in. Well, that's what we're going to have to do with our food. That's what we're going to have to do with our water. We're going to have to dive in. And you want to know what? I don't think I care. Because when we think about it, our food is full of fertilizer. Cows take a dump. They use that for our carrots. Then we eat our carrots and we eat our beets. We don't have a problem with that. Isn't strawberry dye bug poop? Or is it crushed bug? Isn't like all the strawberry food coloring and pink dye that we use from crushed up bugs? I forget which bug. You guys would know better than that. Some of you guys are drinking coffee made of some fancy poop. Get over it. All right, when we get back, we have a contraceptive pill. Very close now. We're getting closer than we ever have. For men, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Can't you see I'm burning?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, how many guys would take a birth control pill?
Well, if my wife told me to, maybe.
You guys would rather get a vasectomy than a birth control pill. That it blows my mind. Well, for decades, we have been saying we're close, we're this close. Well, we're close again. According to U.S. News, contraceptive pill for men is a step closer to approval after early trials of a once-daily pill showed to be safe and effective. This new pill is known as DMAU, D-M-A-U, for its chemical name. dimethandrolone undecanoate. And it's similar to the female birth control pill. It has a combination of hormones, an androgen like testosterone and progesterone. The study's senior investigator, Dr. Stephanie Page, a professor of medicine at the University of Washington, says taken daily, it could bring your sperm count low enough so a man cannot get his partner pregnant. Demau is a major step forward in the development of a once-daily male pill. She said at the Endocrine Society annual conference, many men say they would prefer a daily pill as a reversible contraceptive rather than long-acting injections or topical gels. So if men would take a daily pill and not forget without me having to yell at them, I'd be for that. They say development of male birth control pill has been hindered because current available forms of oral testosterone could lead to liver inflammation, and they clear the body too quickly, requiring two daily pills. But Demau, if I pronounce that right, or Demau, it looks like Demau, contains undecanoate, which slows down this clearance. This is why when you guys take testosterone, the pills, we stopped the pills in the 90s, and we did more injections and then later the gels in the 2000s, because it seemed to be a better delivery for men getting their testosterone supplementation. But, and then how do we do a pill? This is why the birth control pill has been difficult. So researchers looked at 100 men taking different doses of the Demau, as well as a placebo pill. Men who were on the highest dose of the pill, 400 milligrams, showed marked suppression of levels of their testosterone and two hormones required for sperm production. Page said these results are consistent with effective male contraception. They did have a slight decrease in their good cholesterol and some slight weight gain, but both were minor. Now, you do that to a woman, she'd be like, oh, hell no. But to men, they're like, I'm okay. All men passed safety tests, including kidney and liver function. So despite having low levels of circulating testosterone, very few subjects reported symptoms consistent with testosterone deficiency or excess. They say these promising results are unprecedented in the development of a prototype male pill. Of course, they now need longer-term studies, which is why, yeah, we're closed, but we're still probably looking at years away. We're going to have to do something when it comes to birth control, because people are having too much sex out there. I know this really sounds old school, because I kind of like the way it used to be, where, all right, you wait till you were married, and then you had babies to procreate, and there was a definite plan in place, a desire to get pregnant, although some families didn't want to have any more kids, but it just ended up happening because they kept having sex. But there was a little bit more of a strategy, a plan. With the number of abortions we have each year, what, we're at 2 million a year now, with so many acts of unprotected sex and sex apps and dating apps and, you know, friends with benefits and all sorts of stuff that we're doing these days, we really aren't coming up with anything new from a birth control standpoint. It's all on the lady. And take it from a woman who forgot to take her pill, it's hard to remember to take a birth control. It's kind of nice to share it. And I think some extra protection would be both man and female taking some sort of birth control pill. That's assuming you guys don't want to wait and you don't want to use condoms. Condoms are great, but they're not 100% effective. People don't put them on right. They try to reuse them. They could break. Things happen. So I am for us having some sort of male birth control. But I'm really for us, you know, being a little bit more careful. Put a little bit more thought before having sex with somebody who you don't think you want to have a baby with. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, marijuana. Are there risks from secondhand smoke? According to NPR, yeah. Apparently, there are risks, they say, from the secondhand recreational smoke. Dr. Matt Springer, a biologist and professor in the Division of Cardiology at the University of California, San Francisco, starts talking about Paul McCartney in this. I don't want to see the part about Paul McCartney. Good for him, but anyway. He was looking at a visible cloud of pot smoke. And he decided to, I guess, have one of the Paul McCartney concerts. And he said, well, they can't smoke in AT&T Park. I'm sure that's not allowed. But then he realized it was all marijuana. So he decided to go and then study the effects of secondhand marijuana smoke. And he said, San Franciscans would never tolerate these levels of cigarette smoke in public anymore. But then why are they okay with burning pot? Did people just assume that cannabis smoke was not harmful? So he has a lab at UCSF. He decided to run some tests. And he, now remember, marijuana is still illegal under federal law, but in California, recreational marijuana is now legal. And so in the lab, he put a cigarette or a joint in a plexiglass box, and he lights it and lets a chamber fill with smoke. An anesthetized rat is exposed to the smoke. And they published research demonstrating that secondhand smoke makes it harder for the rat's arteries to expand and allow a healthy flow of blood. With tobacco products, the effects last about 30 minutes, and then the arteries recover the normal function. But if it happens over and over and over, as when a person is smoking a cigarette after cigarette, the arterial walls become permanently damaged. This could then lead to blood clots, heart attack, or stroke. So he demonstrated that, at least in rats, the same psychological effect occurs after inhaling secondhand smoke from marijuana, and the arteries take 90 minutes to recover as opposed to just 30 minutes from cigarette smoke. So I've written articles on how marijuana use has been linked to increased heart attack, increased risk of smoke, stroke, and this is why. It's the effect on the blood vessels. So, secondhand smoke. Being in a room or in a plexiglass where you're around smoke was enough to see this physiological effect. Not just one harmful impact. So, we're also concerned what's on cannabis products. Bacteria, mold, pesticides, solvents. Now, California law requires testing for these contaminants, and these regulations are being initiated in three phases over the course of 2018. But much of the marijuana being sold now was harvested before. And so, you won't know what you're smoking now if it's going to be safe or as clean as it can be. You know, other issues we're having with marijuana is different strains. How do you know what you're getting? You know, I am for legalization of marijuana and us using it for medicinal purposes, but only after we get our poop together. And we do this right logistically. Unfortunately, we've, you know, legislators react. Everybody wants to get on the bandwagon. They wanted to get voted in. So they're like, I'm for legalizing marijuana. So they get voted in. Yay. And then marijuana gets legalized. Yeehaw. Woo. Yeah. But I mean, did anybody kind of think this through? I'm fine with it becoming legalized. But can we first figure out how we're going to keep kids away from it? Are we going to figure out how we're going to make sure that what you're smoking is clean? Before we start saying, oh, yeah, we could use it for medicinal purposes, can we figure out exactly how much? How are we going to quantitate? Which strain? How do we know these strains aren't becoming diluted? How are we cleaning these? So, yeah, California has standards, but they don't come into play until 2019. People are using marijuana in their vaping cartridges. So you think they're just vaping their Juul or vape or whatever they are vaping? Meanwhile, you could be getting marijuana. What if you don't want that? What if you're at high risk for stroke? What if your doctor says avoid marijuana at all costs and you have no idea that somebody next to you is smoking it? Dangerous stuff, people. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby.
I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.